Yeah, listen, it's very welcome from Minister James Brown. He's now just yesterday signed off on the regulations to facilitate the side-by-side building, on the same regulations as well, facilitating a change to the scheme that allows houses that are attached to one another to be able to be done at the same time, which has been a challenge in some instances up until now. The side-by-side building means that families who've had homes adopted for somebody that have access requirements, that they will now be able to apply and remain in their existing home and build separately on the same site where they apply to do so. So it's a significant step forward for a number of families who this is important for. And then also we've had a number of situations over the last period of time as well under the scheme where semi-detached homes where both haven't been able to be done at the same time because one isn't meeting the damage threshold. And this also now means that they can be done at the same time. So Minister Brown listened, took on board these couple of adjustments that were required, and now they have been put in place, which is important. And I think we're seeing really significant progress under the scheme. We've had 345 families now who've had their homes fully remediated and who are back in their home. There's 604 under construction across the county at the moment. So in total, we've 949 homes now either finished or under construction, and are on course over the months ahead to reach the 1,000 mark in the county of homes either been under construction or having been finished. So really good progress happening, and I want to acknowledge the engagement of Minister Brown on these couple of issues and for making these couple of adjustments to the scheme. And we'll continue to work with him now and with the housing agents in Donegal County Council to address other outstanding issues in the scheme as well, to make sure that it is functioning as well as it possibly can, and that the very significant progress we've seen across Donegal continues.